Welcome to another podcast by Every Nation Brisbane. We're so glad you can join us here today. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at enbrisbane.org. Please enjoy the following message.
Today's reading comes from Exodus 31, 1 to 11. The Lord said to Moses, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood, to work in every craft. And behold, I have appointed him Aholiab, the son of Ahishamach, and the tribe of Dan, and I have given to all able men ability that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tent of meeting and the ark of testimony and the mercy seat that is on it and all the furnishings of the tent and the table and its utensils and the pure lampstand with all the utensils and the altar of incense and the altar of burning offering with all the utensils and the basin and its stand, and the finely worked garments, and the holy garments, for Aaron, the priest of the garments, and his sons, for their service as priests, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, for the holy place. According to all that I have commanded you, they shall do."
Thank you, Lossa. Okay, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. And Lord, as we come to hear from you through your word, Father, we choose to silence the things that are going on in our lives, Father. Maybe the things that we've walked through this morning and trying to just get here this morning. We ask, Father, that we choose to hear from you. We choose to focus on your word this morning. And we welcome your presence, your Holy Spirit, into this place. And so, Father, speak to each and every person this morning. Let your word come alive to us, as we are encouraged by your word and we're ministered to by your spirit. And so this morning we commit our time to you in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we're going through our series at the moment called How to Make. And we've been looking at how we have been created, how we've been formed to build, to make something meaningful of the things around us and even our own lives, right? Because we are made in the reflection, in the image of God, right? And so from the very beginning, God has embedded into each and every one of us a unique gift of creativity and the ability to make, to shape, to form and transform the world around us, right? To make something is not just, you know, is not just about the artists, right? But every single one of us have this ability to create. And so How to Make is reminding us of the original intention that God made each and every one of us for, right? And so we've been looking at how do we see work, right? How do we see work? Is it seen as worship to God, right? And so is what we do with our hands and our minds, is it an offering of worship to God? You know, and so we started, we went back to Genesis, where it all started. And we ask the question, do we recognize that we have been created to worship, right? Do we recognize that? Do we know that? Do we see that? Do we live that out in our lives? Do we see our work as a worship to God? And then last week, we were looking at meaningful work, right? What does that look like? What does meaningful work look like? And so we discovered that meaningful work is purposeful. It is to be enjoyed, and it's restful, right? Because God, on the seventh day, he rested. And so meaningful work has a place of rest, has a place of Sabbathing as well. And so today we're going to be looking at making beautiful things. Everyone say, making beautiful things. Did you know that Brisbane was voted this year as one of the 50 places in all the world to come and visit? Brisbane was. It was voted by Time Magazine. Time Magazine's big, right? And so they had their contributors, correspondents, all vote on this. And Brisbane was part of that 50. I think it was voted about number 11 as a place to come and see. So this is our city. This is where we get to live, right? People are wanting to come here. Now, there's several reasons why it was voted that way. One of the reasons is that, you know, everyone knows the brown snake, right, here in Brisbane, right? You know, the river, the Brisbane River, that's the brown snake. That's what people call it, the brown snake, because it winds around a brown. It's not a real river. You seen the color of the Brisbane River? What river is brown? Hello? So along the Brisbane River, they're doing all this development. The building of like these fancy malls and stuff and eateries. And so this is attractive to people, as well as the beautiful beaches that we have here, the scenic drives, right? Who's been around Queensland? Who's driven around Brisbane? There's so many beautiful places that we get to see. And it's right in our backyard. It's right here where we get to live in, right? So this is the beautiful place that we get to live in, right here in Brisbane. But it hasn't always been like that. This used to be just land that was occupied by the original custodians, the Turrbal and Yagara people. But over time, it's been developed. It's been formed. It's been created through people that are made in the image of God. And today, we get to live and enjoy the resources, the beauty of this land that we get to call home. And so in our passage today, Exodus is set during a time when the Israelites, they're on this journey. They've escaped from Egypt, right? Remember in Egypt, they were held in slavery in Egypt. And so God has made a way, and they've now left Egypt. They're on their way to the promised land. The promised land is the land that God promised his people, the Israelites. And so this land was going to be a land flowing with milk and honey. It's going to be a beautiful, fruitful land. And this is where God was going to take them. And so in our chapter 31, we are introduced to Bezalel and Oholiab. Well done, Lossa, for pronouncing those names. Let's give her a hand, right? When I was choosing the passage, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel sorry for the person who's going to read the passage today. Well done. And so, you know, who were these two guys? Who are these two guys? Bezalel and Oholiab, you know, they were chosen by God to help this. They were chosen by God to build this special tent, and it's called a tabernacle. It's called a tabernacle, right? And so a tabernacle is basically like a mobile home for God's presence to come and live in, so that he can live amongst his people without killing them, because God is holy. And so he said, okay, you have to build it this way in order for me to come and be in your presence, right? And so the tabernacle is created for that. And so God spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai. And this is where God gave Moses these instructions. He gives them the law for the people and how they should live their lives. He gives it to them there. But part of God's instructions was also a plan, a blueprint of building the tabernacle. And this is covered in Exodus chapter 19 through to 24. And so God's instructions that he gave to Moses were very detailed. They were very specific. You know, details like what the priest should wear, who the priest should be. You know, even down to like what the furniture and the furnishings, the stuff that needs to be within the temple. He gave these the specific stuff of like, okay, it needs to be made out of these specific materials. And has to have these specific dimensions. God was a God of detail. He gives exactly the blueprint for Moses to build this. And so there's heaps of workers, there's heaps of craftsmen, people that are required for this task, this project. It's massive, right? And God specifically handpicks these two particular men, Bezalel and Oholiab. Oholiab. You get what I mean, right? Bezalel means, okay, it means in the shadow or protection of God. In the shadow or protection of God. What a name. Give that name to your son, your next son. Okay, Oholiab means tent of the Father. Tent of the Father. right? And so if you think about their names and the task that these two guys are given, you see like there's a connection, right? You see this connection to the task, the purpose that they've been given, and it's in their name, to build a tent for God, to build this place where God's presence will dwell. Now, I don't know about you if you had heard about, you know, Bezalel and Oholiab before this point that we read. Anyone heard of them before this point? No? Yeah, that's right, because you probably don't go to that part of the Bible a lot. But it's like, they're like many other lesser-known people that are in the Bible. And there's so many, you know, people that we think, oh, they just seem insignificant. But they're not. They are not. They are very significant. In fact, when they enter into the scene of the Bible, they play very vital and extraordinary roles in those moments. So just because they may be unknown, it didn't mean that they were unimportant. It didn't mean that they were insignificant. But I think this should encourage us. This should encourage us in the way that just because we don't sing, maybe in the worship team, or that we don't stand up here, or that we don't lead anything, that doesn't mean that you are insignificant. That means that God has called you to run a different lane. God's crafted you. God's designed you to run a specific race. And you need to figure that out. You need to discover that through the leading of the Holy Spirit, right? And God will show you. It may be in your workplace. It may be in your family. It may be in somewhere in the community. But there is a specific way that you have been shaped, that you have been formed by God to do specific things. So just having a title, having a responsibility doesn't mean, that doesn't qualify us to be, oh yeah, I'm significant now. I'm important now. That doesn't mean that. We have been chosen by God. We've been chosen by God for a specific time and a specific purpose, to play a part in what God is doing today, right? God is working if we will recognize that He is working in us. If we will be aware that God is working in me, God is trying to do stuff. He's trying to reveal stuff to us right where we are. But are we attuned into it? Are we hearing His voice? Are we acknowledging His presence that is with us? If we are a follower of Jesus, then God is with us. His presence is with us. His Holy Spirit is with us. He's working in us and through us. Amen? So let's see how Bezalel is introduced into our reading today. In Exodus 31, verses 1 to 5, the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence and knowledge and all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood to work in every craft." And so God here is saying, "Moses, look at my man that I'm choosing over here. Look at my man here. Look at my man, you know, Bezalel here. You see him, Moses? You see him? Yeah, I have filled him with my Spirit. And I've given him specific gifts, specific talents, specific skills. I've done that, Moses." So this is God just drawing that attention to Moses. But then there's also this sense of importance on family, right? He tells him, "From the son of Uri, of the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah." So there's this sense of importance on the family that you come from. You and I have been adopted into God's family through the completed work of Jesus Christ. We see Bezalel. He's filled with the Spirit of God. And he's filled with this ability, this intelligence, this creativity, this knowledge, and craftsmanship. When God fills us, He fills us with goodness. Amen? He fills us with goodness. Maybe there have been times in your own life that maybe you've gone through a situation where people have spoken things over you or done things to you. And you've been like, "Man, nah, that's not me, right? Maybe you've been told that you're ugly. Maybe you've been told that you can't do anything. Maybe you've been told that you're useless. Why can't you be like this person? Why can't you be like that person? Those things, those situations that we have walked through, they can play on our mind and do things to our heart that like form and can dictate how we are around other people, how we may see God. And that's a real hard place to be in. When we don't know God's truth, God's promises that He's spoken to us, and we're trying to fight. You know, there's that battle that we're fighting, right? Am I going to believe God's truth? Or am I going to believe this person's, you know, what he's saying about me? And that's that constant battle that we're having to fight through. But it's a battle that we, each and every one of us, fight. Each and every one of us have the opportunity to believe God's word or believe what this person is saying. Believe what this job is saying about me. So here's the first thing that I want us to see this morning. You exist to make beautiful things. You exist to make beautiful things. In Genesis 1, 26 to 27 and verse 31, then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And in verse 31, God saw that all he had made, and it was very good. It was very good. Every single one of us sitting in this room here were made in the image of God. So we have within us this ability, this creativity that God has embedded in us to make beautiful things. We are beautiful creations because we're made in the image of God. God says that you are very good. You are very good. So what beautiful things are you creating? What beautiful things are you creating? Sport is a beautiful thing. Our very own Nikki, right? She represented Queensland for the Rugby Sevens. And she's also featured, she's been featured in the Courier Mail as one of the up-and-coming rugby league players to watch out for in our Brisbane area. Nikki is using her gifts and her talents. She has shaped and formed herself to create beautiful things on that sports field. What beautiful things are you creating? We also have Vaha and JJ. You may have seen them come through, you know, to our services this year. Their team that they play for, the Brisbane Tigers, they won the Host Plus Cup champions for 2023. They worked hard throughout the year to be in a position in the right place, to win the right games at the right time. They create beautiful things on the sports field. Praylery. My daughter's going down. This is my daughter's business, side business that she runs. But she creates bracelets. She makes them, hand makes them. And she learned all herself. She just jumped on YouTube, started learning how to do it, and then she, this business of hers birthed out of that. But she's using the things that have been given to her by God to create beautiful things for people. What beautiful things are you creating? I'm not saying you have to appear on the, you know, on the the Courier Mail to be mentioned here. No. God has called you to create things right where you are. In your family, in your workplace, in your classroom. God created and formed you in such a unique and wonderful way that you are to create things right where you are. You are to form and transform right where you are, the people, the resources around you, using those things to create beautiful things for God. Here's the next thing. You are called to use your skills. You're called to use your skills. Everyone say, use your skills. Yes. And nudge your neighbor and tell them, use your skills. We are all called to create things. to mold and form things. This is what it looks like when we use our skills, our talents, our gifts that God has given us. You know, for an athlete, it's to train, it's to discipline themselves, it's to eat the right foods, it's to have the mindset of the of knowing what they do on the field and playing to the best of their ability, right? In Exodus, from verse 4 onwards, right, from our reading today, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood to work in every craft. And I have given to all able men. Everyone say, all able men and women.
All able men and women.
Yes. Ability that they may make all that I have commanded you. The tent of meeting and the ark of the testimony and the mercy seat that is on it and all the furnishings of the tent, the table and its utensils and the pure lampstand with all its utensils. And the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offerings with all its utensils, and the basin and its lampstand, and the finely worked garments, the holy garments for Aaron and the priest, and the garments of his sons for their service as priests, and the atoning oil, and the fragrant incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded you, they shall do. Wow, that's a lot of stuff that is happening there, right? There's a heap of different skills that are required there, specific for these specific tasks that God has commanded. There's construction, right? There's working with metal, with wood, different materials, different metals. There's working with precious jewels. There's crafting utensils, making of bowls, lampstands, all these things that are to be used within this temple. Working with fabrics, working with fragrances and incenses. This should remind us that we've all been gifted by God with different skills, with different talents. There are people in here, yes, that can play instruments, but there are people in here that can serve and greet people as they come through the door. There may be people in here that are great at hospitality, welcoming people into their homes. Maybe there are people in here that are able to connect with people and just build relationally with them, right? If that's how God's formed you, then that's your part to play in God's kingdom. We are all gifted with something. We just need to figure out what that is and then work it, develop it, grow into it. In Proverbs 22:29, do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. And so another translation that uses this word, a man excels in his work. When we utilize our skills, when we develop what God has given to us, we will appear, we will be in front of authority, we will be in front of people of influence, we will be in front of kings, as it says here. Sharpen up the gifts that God has given you. Sharpen up the things that God has placed in your hands. How are you growing in those things? How are you developing in those areas, those talents that God has given to you? Get great at what you do. Get great at what you do. You know, for me, I never thought that I would be a pastor in a church. Seriously. This is a photo of me and my wife when we were dating. I know. I look so young, eh? Nah. You see my wife's eyes, she's closed because she's like, oh my gosh, this man next to me. You know? Stop it. No, but you know, I never saw myself as a pastor. Right, this is like some, oh my goodness, how long ago, Miss Peterson? She says, change it, can you change it? But, you know, for me, I wanted to be as a sports guy. I played rugby, I played basketball, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to be a basketball player, I'm going to be in the All Blacks, and yeah, it's not happened. But, you know, to me, when I discovered the lane that God had called me to run, right? the ministry that God had called me to. I followed the clues. I got around the right people. I got around and positioned myself around the right places for God to be able to work in me, right? To prepare me, to sharpen me. You know, I never thought that I'd be doing a master's degree in theology and mission. Man, the highest I went to like a polytech level. That was it for me. But doing a seminary degree, master's degree, I'm like, oh my gosh, God, why are you bringing me here? But God has placed me. God has positioned me in these environments to challenge me, to learn to serve, to learn to step out, and, you know, and learn to grow with the body of Christ, right? Because it's quite hard to do growing when you're by yourself. But God calls us to walk with community. God calls us to walk with people around us. And I've been blessed. I've been blessed to travel around. Man, I've been to places that I never dreamed I would go to. Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore. Yeah, Philippines. Right? I've been there twice. But you know, man, it's all God's doing. I'm using my skills. I want to excel in what God has entrusted to me. I want to be the best pastor for you. I want to be the best husband to my wife. I want to be the best father to my children. I want to be a man of God that is able to be, you know, be used by God to minister to people around me. So my prayer is for you as well, that you would remember, that you would discover that you have been created by God to create beautiful things. Walk in that lane that God has called you to. Don't and think, oh, I don't know if it's the right time. Oh, I don't know if this is the right place. Oh, you know, don't hesitate. Just step out. And if you need to, get around people that are going to encourage you and cheer you along in that. And here's the final thing in creating beautiful things. In verse 6, and behold, I have appointed with him Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach. I think you did a better job at pronouncing that than I did. Of the tribe of Dan. And I have given to all able men ability. Everyone say, all able men and women. That they may make all that I have commanded you. You are called to collaborate. You're called to walk in community with people. You're called to do this, whether you're part of a team environment or something, right? The team, this is not just a Bezalel show. God has brought around him Oholiab and other able men and women. This is a team effort that requires different people with different sets of skills in specific areas to come together and achieve a goal and be building the tabernacle of God. We're a team. We got to work together to reach our community, to do what God has called us here in Logan and to the ends of the earth. So we got to work together. We've got to be able to make sure, hey, you got my back? You with me on this? Do you see your skills and your gifts as things that God has given to you to be used for his purpose? Do you see how you have been uniquely created by God to do specific things right where you are? And the usage or the purpose, it isn't just to be limited to here on Sundays. I'm a firm believer that God equips us to be about his business. And his business is about people, right? And his business with people happens from Monday to Sunday. Monday to Sunday, God works in us and through us to connect with people, to be that representation of him right where we are. Whether we're in the classroom, whether we're in, you know, our workplace, or whether we're driving down the street, or whether we're, you know, walking through the mall, God has called you, has placed you in that specific place for a reason. So we are to be around his people, making beautiful things. Making beautiful things skillfully. Making beautiful things skillfully and together. Amen? That is the true beauty of creation. That is why we have been created, to create beautiful things, to do it skillfully, using the gifts and talents that God has given us, and then to do it together with the people that God brings around us. But all of this is brought together and held together by this one important thing. And it's here. And the final thing that I want to, it's this, verse 3. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God. God fills us with his Spirit. Because if we don't go with the Spirit of God, if we choose to do it in our own strength, we'll get tired, we'll get frustrated, we'll lose the vision. We'll forget why we're really there. We'll just see it as a way of, oh, I'm reaching the people. I'm talking to this person. I'm changing this person. And we just see it as just another task that we're trying to do. But if we're aware that the presence of God lives in us, that he is with us, that he's guiding our conversations, that he's guiding me to go to specific places, that should change our perspective of this. It should remind us of the purpose where God has placed us in. All the skills that we may have, all the talents that we may possess, will all amount to nothing if we're not filled with the Spirit of God. If we're not consciously aware that the Spirit of God is with us, even when we're by ourselves, in our own, you know, no one else is around, and we think, oh, no one can see, I'll just do this. I'll just take this. God sees us. God sees us. Even though no one else is around, if we're not filled with the desire, passion, and determination of God to do good things, to create good things, then our labor is in vain, and all of it will be wasted if it is not for the purpose of God's glory. We exist to make beautiful things. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. As we have heard from Exodus 31 today, we see how you equipped Bezalel and Oholiab for their important work, their purpose-driven work. So, Father, this morning we ask for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit in our lives today. Father, your word tells us that your mercies are new every morning. So, to this morning, Father, right where we are, we ask that you would pour out afresh into each and every one of us this morning. We ask for your wisdom. We ask for your understanding and knowledge to guide us in the various responsibilities, tasks, things that we are each walking through, Lord God. Help us to use what you have given to us for your glory. Help us to collaborate with others with the unique gifts, the unique talents that you've given us to serve you and bring honor to you, Father. Bless the works of our hands and the different endeavors that we may pursue, Lord God. May they be aligned with your good and perfect will, Father. And if they are not, Lord God, please remove them from us. Anything that is not aligned with your will, Lord God, take it away from us. Father, inspire us this morning to honor you in all that we do, with our whole being, Lord God. You have created each and every one of us with abilities, with talents. So we trust in your guidance. We trust in your strength. We trust in your purpose.
We hope you've enjoyed today's message brought to you by Every Nation Brisbane. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at ianbrisbane.org. Thank you for listening. God bless.